Councillor Howard.
Oh, sorry, Trump. Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I mean, I've got some concerns, as you may imagine, about the programme for preparing documents, oddly in contradictory ways. On the one hand, it's far too long because, you know, as has been said many, many times, we need to get this local plan sorted out as soon as possible. And on the other side, it's too tight in some ways. Now, I'm not suggesting it takes longer. I don't for a minute think I'm suggesting that. But I do have some concerns about certain areas. So, for example, we talk on page 60 about member approval to publish for consultation and submit the plan for the examination. I'm presuming I'm correct, as it doesn't say full council, that will be by the local plan committee. Because if that wasn't the case, in that time frame, that would probably be impractical to really work it into a November kind of meeting, given the amount of load and the fact that meeting often goes to midnight at full council. So I'm assuming that's the local plan committee, that one. On the inspector's report 2017, followed by the adoption by full council in 2017, I appreciate we've had independent examination before that in May-June, but my great concern there is that, you know, the last day of September is immediately one day before the first day of October, and therefore you're kind of assuming that the inspector's report's going to come back all hunky-dory and that the full council was in a position to be able to have a document that they can just approve. I mean, what would the situation be if there were some changes that were required? Because the inspector came back and said, we're greatly concerned about these areas, these are wholly unacceptable, you have to revisit them. So it could put us back into the same situation after we approved the local plan at full council a few years ago. So I think that's a dangerous assumption. I mean, it may be a small risk. I'd be interested to hear officers' comments on that. And that's basically my comments on that, really.
Now, you raised an interesting point, and I'd like to hear the officer's comments on you basically, and I'm paraphrasing what you just said, Councillor Howard, that if the inspector comes back with modifications kind of thing, I don't think that's quite how it happens, but can we get an explanation on that? Just the precise nature of what happens.
I think, in fairness, once the council has approved us to submit the plan to the Secretary of State, who passed on to the planning inspector as it is today, the timetable goes out of our hands. It's really up to the planning inspectorate to call the shots then. What we will do, and as a result of the 2001 Localism Act, is actually request the inspector to suggest the modifications that will make the plan sound. So that actually shortens the timetable, doesn't get sent back to us to do. He or she has to make those modifications. Yes, we'll need to consult if they're major. If they're minor, we won't need to consult. So, in reality, we'll be revising this again. I said possibly because of the Planning and Housing Act bill, if it becomes an act, and that makes some changes, but also as things emerge, things that might come left-centre to us during the process of this as well. It's a plan that works with the other three authorities. It's a plan we've agreed on in terms of getting to preferred options in June time. And then on from there, clearly, it will be what members decide and whether they're happy with what they see before them.
If I may just take the liberty of taking what I think you just said and putting it into my own words, because what happened with the last local plan, I recall, we thrashed out as politicians, agreed, disagreed on various aspects, and we had a local plan that went to public inquiry. The inspector, in his final report, made some changes, some quite drastic changes, to what the council had agreed. But he didn't invite us to accept them. He just made the changes. He fundamentally removed one land allocation for employment land at freighting, I recall well. He changed fundamentally our policy for gypsy traveller sites. He turned what was under a negatively worded policy into what he called an enabling policy, where we were kind of actively encouraging it, that sort of thing. Fundamental changes. And then it came back to the council when we had the opportunity to vote to adopt it or to not have a local plan. We couldn't change it. And is that's the same situation now, isn't it? Or not? Correct me if I'm wrong. That's my understanding.
Thank you, Chairman. That's the situation as it was.
Yeah.
The situation now is that we'll ask the inspector to make proposed modifications to make the plan sound. If we think those proposed modifications to make the plan sound are major, we'll have to go to consultation on those changes. If they're minor, we can just accept them. If we decide not to accept them because we think actually to make those modifications,
so there is
then basically we go back a stage, probably two stages at that point.
Councillor Howard.
Thank you. So obviously I've listened to all of that with interest, but really what I was highlighting, and I think I've had confirmed there, is that there's a risk which I would say is low to medium, that it could extend further and it could therefore push it into 2018 quite realistically, and that was what I was trying to highlight, really.
Yeah, I think that's a given. I don't think anyone would dispute that. Councillor Mooney, sorry to keep you waiting.
That's right. Thank you. I agree with everybody else what they said about the need to press on with this process as quickly as possible. I regret the delay that's been caused by the reluctance to engage with the maths and the calculations up to this point. Can I say, however, that given the uncertainty over the numbers, are we not getting ahead of ourselves a bit here? And can I suggest that we should put back consideration of the local development scheme for the next meeting in January?
Sorry, Councillor Mooney, just say that again.
Whilst there is the uncertainty that there is at the moment over the numbers, the core number here, the 597 number, would it not be right to resolve that issue rather than... it's only when we resolve that issue can we, if you like, start the conveyor belt, and it's simply a mistake to start the conveyor belt now, not knowing what the start point is. We've had the decision in the past where we agreed to bring something back to this committee if there was a significant change, and that didn't work well. You know, and we could spend goodness knows how long debating what we meant by significant. Far simpler is just to kick this back to January, and hopefully by then we'll have the next report in front of us. We'll have been able to engage with the maths and the calculations, and we'll be able to give ourselves some confidence that the point we're starting from is one that gains wide support.
Okay, I think I understand what you're saying now, Councillor Mooney. Thanks for that. I think I would suggest that it's best that we do adopt the scheme, even if we subsequently amend it or modify it on an ongoing basis. I would have thought, you know, if we need to do that, we do need to get something bolted down whilst we've still got the thing going on with the housing numbers. That doesn't stop everything else from taking place around it. And I would have thought it's best that we have this scheme adopted and then we, you know, we consider it on an ongoing basis. Councillor Turner moved the recommendation on page 50, which I'm happy to take a second on. Councillor Platt, and then, as I say, I don't see any reason why we can't revisit it if it's necessary. I'm sure officers will ask us to if they feel it appropriate to do that going forward.
If there is a hold-up, if I may, you know, these aren't tablets of stone, these stages. There are things we must need to make move, and only one part of it is the housing numbers. Once we finally get to a housing number that we can get concurrent agreement on everywhere, or across the board, in the meantime, there's a lot of other work that has to be done and must be got through. And we're all in agreement now, which I'm really pleased to hear, that we need to push this forward as fast as possible. And this is part of that movement.
I mean, as Councillor Howard rightly said, the chances of us actually hitting every single one of those deadlines is, you know, next to nil. But we've got to try to, I think, and try and stick to a timetable. And
as with our aspirational housing.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Anyway, I've got that moved and seconded. All those in favour... please indicate. Thanks. And to the contrary, those against. Thank you. Noted, Councillor Mooney.
Well done.
Noted. Okay. Thanks for that, guys.